Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Maybe it was the way I paused that threw you guys off and led to a shitty "This is Doug Loves Movies." I don't know. Shitty's not the right word for it. You guys, you did what you could. And I definitely appreciate it. Coming to you from our original home, the UCB Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. Forget about showing me the money. Show me the name tags. There's like three of them. Okay, great. That's all we need is three of them. We have three guests. That's going to work out perfect. I hope they don't fight over the name tags. I hope there's not a total scrapple. Doug plugs, this Thursday, April 29th, Doug Loves Movies is back at good old Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas at 420. May 5th, I'm doing a show at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, because nothing says Cinco de Mayo more than the stand-up of Doug Benson. And Saturday, May 6th, I'm doing DLM at Zany's in Rosemont at 420. And the next day, May 7th, I'm doing stand-up at Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, also at 420. Bring your name tags to my stand-up shows if you want to play Last Man Standing. If you want to get up on stage and embarrass the shit out of yourself because you can't think of a second movie starring Will Smith or whoever it is. People freeze up. It's crazy. All of my dates and deeds and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Better. That was better. You guys are really pulling together as an audience. Let's look in the prize bag. Lots of stuff in the prize bag. Very heavy prize bag. I went to a party for the TV show Problematic, hosted by Moshe Kasher, and I had to stand around at a party with this bag full of shit. Yeah, that's how dedicated I am to you guys, is that I went to a thing with this bag, and people were like, "What's in the bag?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it. It's for people later. It's for a winner. Somebody's going to win this shit, including a very Christmassy peacemaker, a rubber peacemaker bong, just in time for the holidays, from Mary Jane, a thing that not only holds your weed, but I think grinds your weed. Somebody was trying to say on a previous episode, oh, no, that's just a holder. It's not a grinder. But I think it's also a grinder. From Nashville, I guess you can't live in Nashville without eating one of these at least every other day. A Goo Goo Cluster. Has anybody here had a Goo Goo Cluster? It's fucking big in Nashville. So get your shit together. Come on, Los Angeles. Also from the Wild West Comedy Festival, this is kind of fun, from George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey. It's a cloth flask. That seems like this cloth flask seems like it would hold your booze nicely for some sort of event where you want to hide that you have booze. A copy of my CD, Promotional Tool. And what else is in here? Oh, a button from the Flannel Cakes podcast. I think I know what that is. All of that. Oh, wait. This is like so silly to say, oh, wait for this. But also a guitar pick that says Goo Goo Cluster on it. So, yeah, you're going to rock out with that. That's going to be crazy. And it's all in a bag, a nice vinyl. Is this a vinyl bag? I don't know what you call it. But it's a bag from the Wild West Comedy Festival where I just was this last weekend. All of that, plus, look at this. It's a piece of plastic that's in the bottom of the Wild West Comedy Fest bag. Because you know it's a quality merch, or not merch, but swag bag. If it's got a piece of plastic in the bottom. And all of that, plus whatever my guests brought tonight, is going to be somebody's here in this room. And it's narrowed down to like the three or four of you that brought name tags. Please give a big warm welcome to, this is three regulars on the show, so I'm very excited. David Huntsberger, Doug Millard, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine's older brother. Because there's an official Lil Wolverine now.
Oh, no.
There's a girl. Have you seen Logan?
I haven't.
There's a girl that's Lil Wolverine, so you're her older brother.
Do they call her that?
No, they don't call her that.
Why?
It's just obvious because she's the daughter of Wolverine and she has adamantium. She's got claws. She's got those steel claws and everything.
I have adamantium dental fillings. Does that count?
It does not count, but thank you for playing, and we'll see you later.
Okay. I was going to allow it.
What?
I think those fillings count.
You weren't into it, David?
No, I said I was going to allow it. Those fillings, they seal the deal for me.
By the way, Doug said adamantium correctly. That was the way to say it.
Adamantium.
No, you said that's how you say it.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Have you heard of the Milverine? The guy in Milwaukee who looks like Wolverine, just walks around all the time?
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's in Milwaukee? He's called the Milverine?
The Milverine. He's been on like the cover of City Pages there. If you see like Milverine in Milwaukee, it's quite a treat.
Not to be confused with Milferine, right?
Or Benverine. Who's walking around going, where's my attention? I'm Benverine, goddammit. Oh, look, somebody's got a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you?
Is that supposed to be on stage?
I don't care. They have them backstage. Why are you putting it under the table?
Nobody can see it there.
Yeah, do you think this is being filmed in some way? I mean, it might be if somebody's like filming it surreptitiously, but there's not supposed to be cameras out during the show. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with the man in the middle.
No. Oh.
David Huntsberger is here, everybody.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. It's good to be back. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Your beard's the thickest I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I've never had a thick beard because I've avoided it because it would come in so gray. And this is my waiting for my Comedy Central show to get picked up beard. Like, I'm going to grow it until they make a decision.
It's like the lower half of your face saw a ghost.
Ooh! Ooh!
Did that happen?
The part of my face that's not high got really shocked by something. The rest of my face was like, whatever, dude. But yeah, that's a good comparison. So I've been taking lots of Snapchat pictures, not Snapchat, Instagram pictures of it, and people write back, old. But... But I'm going to erase all of them as soon as Comedy Central makes a decision, because even though a judge could have a gray beard, I want to be, you know, a young judge.
I love that show.
Young well, judge. Thanks, dude. So, yeah, Doug Millard is here.
Hey!
Woo! What's going on, buddy? Same question I asked David.
Yeah, I'm just killing it, man.
Oh, yeah?
Just killing it.
Right? You're, like, out there being the, like...
Sexy as usual.
You're, like, the new Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, dude.
With always wearing a trucker cap.
Dolly Parton cap.
What is that what it is?
Yeah.
It says Dolly on your
Yeah, but people think it says
hat.
Doug, so I just look like an asshole. I'm like, hey.
Hey, I'm wearing my Doug cap. My name's Doug, and I'm wearing my cap. But you have a Dolly cap.
Yeah, dude.
That you bought at Dollywood?
No, my brother saw her live and sent it to me. He was like, hey, check out this awesome thing you missed. And I was like, cool. Thanks.
Oh, I thought you were just a big fan of clone sheep.
Well, that
90s.
Too.
Where are my 90s kids?
That was about
that was big news.
I think 20% of the audience was on board with that
yep.
Dolly joke.
That's about my rate. That's yeah. about what I run. 20% success.
Well, let's see how many of them applaud for Sam Levine, everybody.
Thank you very much.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm also doing all right, before you ask, if you're going to ask.
I said, what's going on?
Oh, all right, I guess that's the same
that
thing.
That covers it.
Yeah, it covers it. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
What if just greetings on the street were this, like, quasi-hostile? What's going on? I said I was all right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
We covered this with our eye contact.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I said that.
You.
All right.
Yep.
Everybody fine?
I think everybody's super fine. There's a lot going on in Los Angeles tonight. A lot of great comedy shows. And some people came to this one.
Wow. You know what it is?
It's for the energy, man.
The Pixies have a show tonight.
I'm very proud of them. They do?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, half the audience. Yeah. Half the audience filled with deep regret right
FOMO.
Now.
FOMO. FOMO alert. There's a thing going on in Largo tonight. It's got a lot of great comics. And so, you know, I'm on the internet. So I see what the competition is. And then I appreciate every single person that comes to this.
Yeah.
Pay $7. Is that what it costs now? $7?
You know, it's crazy. It's Frank Black's here.
What?
From the Pixies? He's here.
He's here?
Yeah.
What? Even though he's supposed to be doing a show in town?
He skipped the show.
Is it a Frank Blackless Pixies? I don't know what's true anymore. So much fake news out there. Sam Levine.
Yes, sir.
What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I watched was Raging Bull.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you watching that old shit?
You know, I hadn't seen it since I was a teenager, and I was like, I wonder if this is
Let's
as cool
revisit.
As I remember it. Yeah, so I thought I'd revisit.
It's a spectacular movie.
It is shot spectacularly, and the performances are spectacular, but overall, it's kind of a slow movie where not a whole lot of shit happens.
Oh, it's slow moving.
It is very...
It's just like, I'm an asshole, and I'm going to stay an asshole.
Yeah, it's sort
the
of this...
The end.
Pretty much, yeah. It's this character piece that spans, you know, like 15 years or so. In the life of this guy and the people associated with him. And he doesn't do a whole lot of growing. He's pretty much the same asshole from when we meet him to when we leave him.
Well, he does a little bit of growing in the gut department.
Hello.
He gets fat.
He sure do.
Yeah,
no, De Niro is, I mean, he was just sensational in that movie. And Pesci, that was his first big role, was in that movie. And the two of them together, those scenes are fucking amazing.
Is that a new thing, like a recent thing where like the characters all have to have an arc?
No, that's overall a good storytelling back millennia.
Because I just like that pitch of like, what happens to the character?
Nothing. Yeah.
No arc. He doesn't grow.
You can have a character.
That's a weird version of growth, is that he doesn't change.
I changed by not changing at all.
Stays a piece of shit,
right? Mm-hmm.
And just gets fat and talks into a mirror.
Yeah. You can do that movie. It's just got to be really engrossing, and you got to understand why he's such a piece of shit and won't change.
Yeah, and it's about boxing, so it has amazing boxing sequences.
Yeah, it's got some really,
it's all in black and white. Yep. And it's really entertaining, but I would like to look at it again to see what you're saying about it being slow.
Yeah. Maybe slow's not the right word. Just there's not a lot. There's no arc. The other characters have an arc.
Other character's like, fuck this guy.
I'm outie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that movie, The Birds? There's a scene where she, like Tippi Hedren, rows a boat. The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock.
Who?
You know that one?
Hitchcock!
Y'all know The Birds?
You know children listen to this show, right? This show is from 5-year-olds to 20-year-olds.
I thought we were going through the history of cinema. Raging Bull.
No, I'm just joking around. The Birds is a classic, of course, but what about it?
It's like intolerably long. I mean, a scene where you're like, oh, I get it. She's going to row that boat over to there. And then you see the whole like 3-minute sequence, every paddle.
Yeah, everything's so slow. Like one of the Hitchcock classics, of course, is Vertigo. And that movie's just a guy driving around stalking a woman for 2 hours. Like, it's really slowly paced, very deliberate. A lot of, a lot of bad green screen shots of Jimmy Stewart in the car. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that one moment where he's like in that tower and they do the Vertigo zoom, you're like, I'm in. This was worth all of my trouble. What about you, Doug?
I actually saw Logan finally today.
Today?
Loved it.
In a theater?
Yeah. I was the last one.
You were the only person there.
There's three guys. I teared up at the end, and I was trying not to.
You did what at the end?
I teared up a little bit. I was sniffling. I hadn't slept in a while.
How did the other two guys react in the audience?
I tried to hide.
Okay.
Try to just get under my seat.
Keep it to yourself. Yeah. But that's a great movie, right?
So good.
It's very entertaining.
I still have a boner, a little bit. I'm still a wreck.
From the crying?
Yeah. That's how I get off now.
Here's the thing that gets me about The Birds. There's that whole scene where...
Howard, did I waste my movie on The Birds, by the way?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Birds... Yes. Birds are like attacking people, going ape shit, and there's a scene where a gas station explodes just because some asshole drops his cigarette into spilled gasoline. Like, what does that have to do with the fucking birds? Like, why would the birds make you do that?
Trembling with fear.
Well, yeah, you're like, oh shit, what's going on with these birds? I better drop my cigarette into this gasoline I just spilled at my own feet.
Well, a bird made him start smoking. Before
Right, that's what drove him to it.
It was a simpler time, Doug.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I don't think I sat through the whole thing, but I felt like there was just a lot of, like, I hope there are no birds behind this door. Ah, birds! Like, it's just a constant...
There's birds
like,
everywhere. That's the trouble with
endless
birds.
Is it
if birds turn on us, we really... There's nowhere for us to turn.
It was really that generation's The Happening.
Wow. I don't know what's wrong with you, Sam. But.
You know what? That was the exact response I was hoping to elicit. Half laughter, half polite laughter, half groan.
Yeah, because the birds worked, especially in its time.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas The Happening did not.
It did not. It does not work in any time.
It did not happen for anybody anywhere.
Nope.
It's the trees.
It's absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it's the trees.
Fucking awful.
Something's happening with the trees. Look good, feel good.
So, I wish I could bring Mark Wahlberg out here right now. Wish I had that power, but he's not available tonight. But I think I asked everybody what the last movie they saw was.
You did.
You did not.
For better or worse.
You definitely.
All right, David, answer the question. Even though you brought up The Birds,
yeah,
as
I
something
did.
You have seen recently.
I don't even really need to talk. I saw two movies that I felt like didn't get enough cred. The D-Train. I felt like that was better than
you like that with Jack Black and James Marsden.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
Like through the whole thing, Jack Black is just like getting further and further into a problematic lie.
Right.
Yeah. And you're just like uncomfortable the whole time.
I liked Jack Black. It was a different sort of speed for him. I liked it.
He's enjoyable.
And then Nocturnal Animals, I thought was terrific.
Oh yeah.
I really liked that too.
Yeah.
But I was troubled by the fact that in Nocturnal Animals, the novel that Amy Adams is reading in the movie that you see the story of is far more compelling than her story,
right,
which is what the movie is about.
Yeah, but I liked the way they did that because it's so hard when you have a movie based on like, wait till you see my friend act. And then you're like, well, this person has to then pull this off in the movie. They didn't really do that with the story. They just showed you the story and you're like, this is a fucking good ass story. But they never told you you're supposed to
feel that way. But the most interesting characters are in a book within the story.
Right. I like that.
Michael Shannon and Aaron Johnson, they're like characters in a book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That a character in the movie wrote. Mm-hmm. And the way the movie's written, you're like, that character wrote shit that good? Like Jake Gyllenhaal's character, it's like, wow, that's amazing that he pulled that out because the writing he did that Michael Shannon acted is quite amazing.
Completely agree. And therefore, I would like to share that it's very good, and that's why I brought it up. But yeah, I thought that didn't outweigh it, that he could be like, oh, that's a good story. And that.
But it's very suspenseful in the scenes that are just a book. Whereas the scenes that are the actual people that are in the story they're telling, there's no suspense at all.
But you realize that is part of the movie.
But wait,
you want to leave the theater and go read a book for a bit?
Do you have the same problem
back
with the Princess Bride?
I did. I was like, fucking Peter Falk
and Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
When's that kid gonna die?
They should just have a nice hug and an ice cream and then roll the credits.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I mean, like, but. But as a device, as much as I love Peter Falk, I would have rather that movie just told the story instead of it being a fucking old man telling a kid the story.
Oh.
I think they should just get into it. I think that's a thing that held me back, was like, I don't need to hear this guy tell me this story.
Okay.
I can just watch it.
Has anyone done a re-edit of that? Scrub out Savage and Falk and just...
Yeah,
or just scrub out.
People are upset already.
Upset.
Oh, I like the parts where they explain it to me. Such a hard to follow story. The Princess Bride. Her name's Buttercup? Tell me more. Anyway.
The never-ending story is the story within somebody reading, but it does get very exciting at the end.
Yeah.
If you say so. Is the end when the kid flies around on a dog?
Pretty much.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty exciting.
I do like a kid flying around on a dog. That's pretty neat. All right, you guys. I've got a lot of stuff for the prize bag, but I know you all also brought stuff. It looks like Doug might have brought prescription glasses.
Oh, those are mine.
Reading glasses. Why do you have those?
Looking at name tags, because I'm...
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to put those on when the name tag selection starts? There are some small ones, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't want to accidentally pick the wrong one.
All right. But you got like a whole bag of stuff?
I'll go through it quickly. So we try to order a Leonard Cohen album on Amazon, and they sent us the ultimate collection of Barris Hammond. No idea.
Why would there be such a terrible mistake?
It's called Can't Stop a Man. Well, they look a lot alike, I think.
It's just a racist... decision on their part, just send them anybody black.
Just as good.
They'll be fine. They're just white dummies buying it.
25 polka hits.
If Frank Yankovic is not on there, it's a crime.
Police Academy 6 single.
What?
That is City Under Siege, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a single on vinyl for the listeners. These are all on vinyl, by the way.
We got We Belong Together with Roy Drusky and Priscilla Mitchell. We got an Andy Griffith record.
What? Matlock sings?
Yeah. We got some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, now you're talking.
Confederacy of Dunces.
Whoa. Ooh,
the best.
We got a porcelain bear eating a watermelon.
You know you don't. You only need to bring like one thing.
Oh, no.
Is this a yard sale?
Pretty much. I got a fake
Everything
piece of
must
shit.
Go.
A what? A
fake piece of shit.
That's what I thought of that animal eating a watermelon.
We got Henry and Glenn Forever.
What is that? A little...
It's Henry Rollins and Glenn Danzig from Misfits.
Why is Henry Rollins giving Danzig a shoulder massage?
You gotta read to find out.
That's okay.
I saw the size of that bag when you brought it in, and now I feel like there's a trap door in the floor. People are handing you stuff through.
And then this is it. These are my albums. My latest, Wipe Your Paws, my first, and then Fart Safari, my album that just came out.
I have Safari. To read.
Stand up record.
What it actually says on the Police Academy 6. It says, from the original soundtrack of Police Academy 6, City Under Siege, Grandmaster Melly Mel and Van Silk rap their big hit, What's the Matter with Your World?
But rap their big hit is in the smallest font.
It's in the tiniest print.
Finally, a rap version of their hit.
Grandmaster Melly Mel and Van Silk. Van Silk.
All right, Doug, put all that stuff back into the bag it came from. And
from whence it
hand
came.
Hand it to my assistant in the trapdoor.
And the winner tonight will receive multiple bags. David Huntsberger, what did you bring?
I brought this DVD, which people are fond of these days, a Dead Technology. It has two versions of a stand-up special. One is like me performing with animation next to me. The other one's purely animated. So for your fans that might partake in some...
kind of a trippy stand-up experience.
Yeah, it's real weird, funky
animated
visuals.
Stand-up.
And then this book of comics that I drew. Someone can have that.
That's very
comic.
Personal.
Yes.
It's the only copy of it?
It's the only one in existence.
Yeah.
All dicks.
Bring it. Sam Levine?
I have something that I'm definitely not supposed to be giving away, so if you win this from the prize bag, you didn't get it from me.
Okay, yeah. Keep your mouth
seriously,
shut, you guys.
This is the Search Party from TBS. It is the entire 10-episode series.
The entire 10 episodes.
On DVD. So if you're too cheap to get on demand, there you go.
For your consideration, all of Search Party.
Yeah, it's actually a really fun series if you haven't seen it.
So. Alia Shawkat has been on this program, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many people, by round of applause, still utilize DVDs? Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for that scientific poll to find out that everyone still uses
would
DVDs.
Would you have guessed that it was everyone? I would not have.
Well, why would anybody stop using them? Blu-ray?
It was half.
It felt.
There's an audience member that that could figure out by applause.
Got a crowd scientist.
How many
here.
People? And he says half. Well, what are the other half doing? Just watching everything on the internet and Netflix and stuff? Okay. That makes sense.
Glad I did that bit of research.
I get it. Like, new computers don't have a thing where you could slide the CD in anymore, right? Or DVD. Yeah. So, all right. So, congratulations. You got something you're not going to look at. If you win tonight.
I just visited my grandmother. She's in 93, 94. And we're at the retirement home. And I was like, Grandma, what do you do all day? And she's like, well, I look out that window. So we're going to be at that point at some point, guys. I just want to bum the crowd out real quick.
If only they could make a DVD of, like, looking out a window.
While Peter Falk read about it.
I've seen VHS tapes of a fireplace. That was popular for a while. But
you know how they have VR now where you can see previous parts of your life that you've been in?
What?
You could come back right here and stand around and watch us doing this. And then I said this. Would it be so crushingly sad if they had that, like, out the window? You could just watch your childhood as you were in a rocking chair. Would that bum everyone out? Or would that be like, oh, cool, I was pretty good at Frisbee or whatever?
What you're discussing is the basis of several science fiction films, some good, some terrible.
There's a film where someone sits in a rocking chair and looks out the window and sees their childhood?
Close enough, yeah. It's a movie called The Final Cut with Robin Williams and Jim Caviezel, where people, when they're born, they get these chips implanted so their whole lives get recorded.
Ooh.
And then you can hack into
the chip. You know, Sam, there's no reason to make up movies starring dead people.
Jim Caviezel is alive and well.
Apologies to Jim.
Mira Sorvino's also in it, I think.
Okay, well, now you sold me.
No, all right.
Now I'm all about it.
Gotcha.
Now that I know Mira's involved. All right. This is a part of the show where I say, Bert, turn it off. Let the games begin. Yeah. People are crazy excited about
so
that.
So happy.
Kind of feels like it's too late for games. Like it's too late in the evening. But we do have some name tags. Okay. So, gentlemen, pick the name tags you'd like to play for, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these words about Bosch.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Bosch. Amazon's acclaimed crime series, Bosch, is back for a third season. Titus Welliver stars as Detective Harry Bosch, an honest cop driven by a dark past, who is obsessed with punishing criminals no matter what the cost. Haunted by the discovery that his mother's murder was covered up by the police, Bosch also finds himself implicated in the death of a serial killer he's investigating. Now Bosch must navigate the dangerous waters of a police department that believes he's guilty while working with a partner who is no longer sure he can trust him. Bosch will fight to prove his innocence even as he pursues a dangerous group of ex-Special Forces assassins willing to kill anyone who gets in their way. Against the glamour and seediness of Los Angeles, Bosch will risk everything to clear his name while bringing down the murderous crime ring, no matter how many rules he has to break to do it. Based on the best-selling novels by Michael Connelly, stream Season 3 now on Amazon Prime.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Doug Millard, what kind of crazy... You've got a name tag that says all Dougs go to Kevin, which is... Well, there's very funny, very, very perfect. Got lots of Doug Benson faces on the poster. Plus, I assume that's Kevin. Yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Well,
and what's in the... There's a little package that came with it.
He said there's also a weed Rice Krispie treat.
Inside this thing? Yeah. And what, so that's why you picked it? Are you into edibles?
Well, on occasion. I almost called the cops on myself on them once.
Oh my God, look at this shit.
That is beautiful.
Wow.
That is fucking nasty. It's very congealed.
If you put that next to the fake poop.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, where's the fake shit?
What? No, I'm just saying, I like an edible as much as the next person, but this is weird. This just looks like something that, like, you'd find it, like, the next day in a refrigerator and go, no. But I'm sure it probably gets the job done. Is it, how strong is it?
It's 5 milligrams.
5 milligrams? That's nothing, right?
That's not business, though. Don't talk about my business like that.
But...
What? But 5 milligrams is like you went boop. Like you just put a little, there's a little touch of marijuana in this giant. Oh, for the ladies. All right. That's sexist. That ladies should have this big thing with only 5 milligrams in it. But that's a good, it's probably a good starter edible for somebody.
By the way, Kevin has changed. Did you notice that?
Yeah, wait a second. Hey, lady, your name is Kevin?
Like that's.
So Doug gets to keep this? And do you want to keep this?
I mean, yeah.
All right, that's yours then. Congratulations. Who you play for, David?
Jess LC Punk. Is her name?
Whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they punked out my head.
Yep, you're the Lillard with the crazy punk
I'm
hair.
Matthew Lillard with the crazy hair. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, young Jason Segel is in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. He was a badass in that movie.
Yeah. A badass punk.
He kicked. Well, he's like the straight-laced guy that kills everybody, basically.
Yeah. Oh, you remember it.
What the fuck? Yeah. I gotta see this movie.
Yeah.
You haven't seen SLC Punk?
I have not seen SLC Punk. I might have seen parts of it and went, this is not for me, because I'm not Mormon or punk. But
I thought you were both.
Maybe, right?
The only part you might not like is it also takes place inside a book.
I need my movies to be real. Sam Levine, who you playing for?
I'm playing for 8 Miles with a Y in Miles.
That's pretty just clever. And it's got Eminem looking out the window about his trying to think about his future.
It's my grandma looking out the window.
and the 8 Miles is it's like a fire font. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. No, that's a really, really good job, Miles.
Yeah, fire funk.
Congratulations. Yeah.
That's what it would be. Cool.
So somebody, one of those three people, is going to win everything from the prize bag tonight. And as has happened here at UCB Franklin, because we have a lovely table that we have sitting in front of us, we're going to start with a game where you guys get to have your own individual buzzers that you use to buzz in. And I want you to, you know, pick a sound that that you appreciate. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, God, wires.
No, it's okay.
Oh, Doug, I got to say, this is not as loud the waters. As some of the
yeah,
other
Mike,
ones.
Mike.
Oh, you got a quieter one?
Yeah, very quiet.
All right, well... Try this one.
Oh, that's very loud.
It's got a nice doorbell sound effect. All right.
Oh, yeah, those are about the same.
Yep.
So I'll keep this one. I'll keep the boy oi oi.
Are there some sports bloopers happening?
Anytime there's a sexual question, I will hit that.
Get ready.
Yeah. What's your favorite scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You're not supposed to hit a buzzer. So we're going to start with a game called, because two of you guys, I met Doug and David in Austin, Texas, so it only seems appropriate to bring out a game that was invented there. It's Alex's Jason and Deb IMDb game.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Yeah. You guys buzz in. When you think you know it, I'm going to name the top four known for movies according to a person's IMDb page. And it's -1 for a wrong answer, so you might want to hang back to make sure you know the correct answer. And you get bonus points for each additional movie that you can name if you successfully buzz in before anybody else and give the correct answer. You excited?
Yeah, dude. I got a crispy treat.
Stay out of her business.
It doesn't matter what happens tonight, because you're going home with that crispy treat.
I'm already a winner.
No matter what. Yeah, you should move it closer to you. All right. Any questions? Sam's got it.
I already know it.
David?
Does anyone ever buzz in early?
You could pre-guess. Do you want to pre-guess?
The name?
Yeah. Do you want to just buzz in now and risk getting minus one for just randomly naming an actor or an actress?
Yeah, I'll say Kevin Costner.
Well, I'm not going to give you negative one because you didn't buzz in first.
Okay.
All right.
God, I hope it's Kevin Costner.
Whose IMDb page says most known for A Hard Day's Night? Right? That narrows it down to about four people. So I'll give you a second one. You guys are cautious and I like it.
Kevin Costner.
Just smells like Costner.
Whose IMDb page says most known for A Hard Day's Night and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Doesn't help you guys. Oh, who buzzed in?
That's me.
David's buzzing in.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ringo Starr.
You're incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah, negative one for David. Anybody else want to? Oh, Doug's buzzing in. What do you
the
got?
The Beatles. I what just do you say got? A stupid answer, the Beatles.
Like, the Beatles IMDb page.
Well, but you the idiots that post this.
I don't know if the Beatles have an IMDb page or not, but.
I was thinking about the idiots that post this stuff.
Also known for music.
So that is incorrect as well.
It's Costner.
Wow, Sam's really got an open board here. The third title, Yellow Submarine.
I've got it narrowed down to three, Doug.
Wait, one of the Beatles wasn't involved in one of those?
No,
three
he
things?
Already said...
Oh, that's right.
He eliminated.
I forgot about that. But that,
how is this not also
I could
true
change
for
my
Ringo?
Mind about that answer. And then the fourth title, which might not help you, Sam.
Probably not.
Because this is weird. Children of Men.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a fucked up one. I'm not gonna ring in. I'll at least have a point lead of it.
Yeah. No, you're in the lead with zero. Yeah. Because apparently there's a song on the soundtrack
is
of Children of Men.
John Lennon?
And it's John
yeah.
Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Lennon is the correct answer on that one.
You
yeah.
sure Ringo didn't sneak in there a little?
He's in Radiohead, right? There's a lot of Radiohead in there.
I think he's at that house they go to.
What?
In Children of Men, and they're like driving the car, and then people are
no,
dying,
it's a
and
song
then they like...
John Lennon is there?
Plays, no, they over... pass this tree, and if you look really closely, Ringo's just kind of waving. It's an uncredited appearance. But that's why he jumped ahead.
I hope I see that when I eat this later.
Oh, hello.
The Lennon song, I think, plays over the end credits.
Yeah, okay. David and Doug are at negative one. And
damn.
Sam,
but just swinging.
Sam, old times, buddy.
Sam is winning with zero. Round two. Whose IMDb known for top four begins with A Hard Day's Night?
Damn it, Doug.
If it's Ringo this time...
All right. I'll give you one more. That's ridiculous. I'll give you one more title. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. All right. I'll give you one more. Because why would you know from those two? Because those were both in the first person's IMDb. The third title would be Yellow Submarine. David buzzes in.
I'm going to say Ringo Starr.
Incorrect. David is at negative two. Oh shit, Doug's buzzing in.
George Harrison.
Incorrect. Doug is a negative two. Sam?
I'm going to say Paul McCartney.
Correct!
Damn!
You nailed it. 1 point.
Why did I go for the other obscure meal?
There's nothing like an obscure Beetle to you fuck up your game.
There's only one obscure Beetle, and it's Pete Best.
All right, so Sam, you can get one extra point by guessing the fourth title that's in Paul McCartney's most known for on IMDb.
I'm going to take a wild guess, which
it's
is probably wrong.
Really wild, yes.
The Simpsons.
Whoa, that is an interesting.
He was a voice on several.
Yeah,
episodes.
Yeah,
yeah. Because TV does come up sometimes, but it's rare. In this case, I guess he has a song on the soundtrack of Vanilla Sky.
Oh,
yeah.
Braces.
So Sam is in the lead with 1 point,
and Funny People.
David has -2, and Doug has -2. Hands above buzzers, gentlemen.
That's the only place I know to put it.
If you say
third round,
A Hard Day's Night.
I you know, looking at it, I can't promise anything.
All right.
But I will say this.
Yep.
The first title in this person's best known for on IMDb is a movie called The Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years. Doug is buzzed in.
No,
David got impressed.
I did, in fact, just get in.
Okay, if you say so, David.
I do, and I, of course, say Ringo Starr.
That is correct!
It had to pay off eventually. Back in the lead. All right.
That's how life works. Just say Ringo Starr often enough. It's really going to turn around. Now, you get an option for, you know, the possibility for bonus points. You get 3 guesses of 3 other titles that would be in Ringo Starr's top 4.
Well,
on IMDb.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club, I'd like to guess that.
Sure.
And then perhaps Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
And maybe.
What would you go for the fourth one?
Maybe a Labyrinth.
Labyrinth?
He's waving by this tree.
That's Children of Men.
Oh, damn it.
All right, well.
You didn't get credited.
Those are 3 great guesses.
Thank you.
Great guesses. But coming in at 2 of his most known for is something called George Harrison, Living in the Material World.
Wow. That's got a sting.
Yeah, maybe. Fucking Ringo. One of his top 4 is a George Harrison joint. That doesn't seem right. Then next up is Thomas and Friends.
Wow.
Because Ringo was a big part of the Thomas the Tank Engine franchise.
He was the conductor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, this is a crazy top 4. I don't get it. That's why it's so fun to play this game. Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz.
Wow.
Damn.
I guess Ringo shows up in that.
I guess so.
If you had started with that.
You'd think Ringo would be in, you know, Yellow Submarine.
You would.
You know, but there you go.
No, he'd drown in that.
That's his top 4. So I have to say that Sam has 1 point, and David has -1, and Doug has -2. So Sam wins this game.
Oh, all right.
Shoot.
Congratulations,
Thank
Sam.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Now, if I were to say if we did go to another round, Sam.
George Harrison.
That's who you would say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what would you guess is in his top 4?
I would guess, let's see, A Hard Day's Night, Yellow Submarine, and Monty Python's The Life of Brian.
Oh, interesting. Because he's behind, George Harrison was behind Handmade Films, which made a lot of great movies.
Yep.
But his 1 is The Concert for Bangladesh.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And then his 2 is George Harrison, Living in a Material World.
Yes, of course.
I just said that before.
You did.
It seems like more appropriate for him than for Ringo.
I thought he was in Ringo Starr's Living in a Material World.
And then...
Is Madonna in that?
I'm living in George Harrison's world. And then Let It Be.
Oh.
Squeaked in for George. And then you would have gotten 1 for Hard Day's Night.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's some weird shit. Like, they do a weird emphasis on soundtracks rather than they were in tons of movies, the Beatles. Yeah. They were all in movies, so like it's weird that it worked out that way.
Maybe all of their relatives have decided what their top four should be. Since you can do that, as we've discussed.
As if they've conspired specifically against me.
Yeah.
But that is an interesting thing about the algorithm of the IMDb top four is that it can be chosen by the artist at this point, supposedly. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like weird choices for all these people, considering two of them are dead.
That's why I said their families.
Well, and Paul died.
You think George Harrison Harrison's family? Oh, that makes sense. His is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say John Lennon's family dropped the ball.
Julian and Sean.
That fucking Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that shitty movie that he had nothing to do with, and they just used his songs.
Yep.
Yeah, that
Yoko continues to ruin things.
Yeah, come on, Yoko. Get on IMDb and fix John Lennon's page. He was like acted in a bunch of movies. But anyway, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Give me these fucking buzzers, bud.
What is that, goose? What's that train?
I'll get that, Doug.
Couldn't quite get the sound. It wasn't train or goose, though.
It was somewhere in between.
Something. What did it sound like?
The truck.
Truck?
Truck driver.
Kid truck? Oh, yeah. Like a semi-truck driver. Honk. Yeah.
That was fascinating. We did it.
Just disappointed in my ear.
The doorbell's very clear.
Yeah.
That's a very obvious one.
Sports blooper.
I'm having trouble putting these back in the box. Which makes for great podcasting.
When you drop them all on the ground.
We're all just enraptured.
Is there something else in there, Doug? What's in the box?
Yeah, I'd get these things in here if Gwyneth Paltrow's head wasn't in here. It's really taking up a lot of space.
You should just edit in the dead space Peter Falk reading about you putting these in the box.
Oh, and Doug struggled for so long. That book, you don't want to hear about that.
Sure I do, Grandpa. Did he get them all in?
Now we'll have to read a little longer.
And then have Daniel Stern do the voiceover for Fred Savage.
I was an 8-year-old boy. Listen to my grandpa read a story.
So you guys know how Leonard Maltin game works.
Yeah.
You've all played it before, and that's why I'm whipping it out, because we're only going to play it when the guests know what's up, because I don't want to take the trouble to explain it.
Nice.
Yeah. So who won that last game? Sam. I don't know why I asked. Sam casually lifts up his finger. Of course I won, Doug.
No.
So, Sam, you get to pick between three different categories for this, and... that's the latest twist on this game is I will not tell you what the category titles actually refer to. Once you've chosen a category, then I'll tell you what it's about.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
It's extra fun. Would you like to play...
Yellow...
Doug, what? That
Yellow
beer?
Submarine?
What are you... You get this fucking happy on Bud Light?
I haven't even opened it.
Unopened Bud Light.
An unopened Bud Light. You just have a beer sitting in front of you. You get so giggly.
He's just thinking about excited. That 5-milligram edible.
Oh, that 5 milligrams is going to hit you hard. Sam, yes. And then we'll go to David and then to Doug. And Sam, your category options are The Good Book.
Okay.
It's got a certain Ringo to it.
Or Squeakquels.
Ooh, okay.
Or Getting Some Tail.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which one of those would you like to play?
I'll take The Good Book.
The Good Book is movies based on classic novels.
Oh, okay. All right, I feel good about that.
This particular one is... let's see what year it was. It was 2013.
Ooh. Recent.
And Leonard says about this movie, the stars are well cast.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says the result
might best be described as a mixed bag.
All right.
And then he lists 10 actors in this film. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sam Levine?
I believe that I can do it in 9.
He says 9 names. He just shaved one off, David Huntsberger.
It's classic literature or like well-selling, like bestsellers? Well-selling bestsellers. That's what I meant to say.
I don't know what
was
to tell you.
Was it well-selling bestsellers?
I just know that this is a classic novel. I don't know.
Classic
I don't
novel.
Know anything classic that you're talking about. I'm not. Okay. I love movies, not books.
I see. That's true. Well, I'm going to, much like with Ringo, I'm going to say 0 names.
What?
I'm jumping right in.
0 names, he says, Doug Millard. So you can go negative one if you can name it and name the top billed person in it, in the movie.
I'm going to tell him to name it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to get the point if David fails. What's the name of the movie, David?
I'm going to guess The Help.
Wow. Really? That is so ballsy.
Thank you.
And incorrect. Yeah, I'm afraid that this particular film is called The Great Gatsby.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was really that was nervy guess. Play. When you went to 0, I was like, there's no way that he knows this. And I was right.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. It didn't seem like Gatsby would have 10 credited. It seemed like a smaller cast to me, but now that I think about it.
Right. Leonard loves to name names. Just ask Sam.
He does love to name names. Wrote a whole book about it.
Leonard Maltin's Blacklist. All right, so that means that Doug Millard is on the board with 1 point. Using strategy rather than knowledge, which is how this works, and that's why it's so much fun. But that also means that Sam gets to decide again the next category, and then Doug will come to you because we changed the order. Sam?
Yep.
Would you like cable billing, worst guests, or run, Franca, run?
Was that run Franco?
No, Franca.
Okay.
It's not about James Franco.
I understand.
Or Dave Franco.
I'll take a...
Or any other hidden Francos.
Franco. I understand. I'll take a run Franca.
Run, Franca, run is the films where Franca Potente has to flee.
Got it.
Finally.
Leonard lists 6 names.
Okay.
God, if David says 0.
The year is 2002. He says about this movie that it was filmed as a TV miniseries in 1988. And he also says the alternate edition runs 119 minutes. Mm. And I should say that the regular version runs 121 minutes. So thanks, Leonard, for pointing out those 2 missing minutes. How many names can you get it in out of 6, Sam?
-2.
What? Somebody,
come on,
somebody came to play, and unfortunately that person is not Doug Millard. What do you think?
If I'm wrong, doesn't he win?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But you're not going to be wrong.
Yeah, you don't know.
I do know.
I'm going to say name it, though.
I got a strong feeling for how this works.
All right. I believe the film we're talking about is The Bourne Identity, and the names would be Matt Damon and Franca Potente.
Correct!
It's number 3, Chris Cooper.
Number 3 is, in fact, Chris Cooper.
Goddamn
show-off!
I was going to do it, but I didn't want to chance it.
What was the 4th name?
Julia Stiles.
No, she was 6th.
Oh, Brian Cox.
Yes, that's right. More than. What was the 5th name?
Clive Owen.
That's correct. You fucking piece of shit. All right, we got a tie game, everybody. Sam and Doug both have 1 point, and I think
we'll get in the mix.
Get in there, David. Come on, dude.
Yeah. I'm just like, I looked up at the clock and like, we're so far ahead of schedule. Because like, you got, the three of you are like a perfect storm of guests who don't add a lot of bullshit. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's always somebody that just has a lot to say about everything and just keeps talking, and that helps me to pad the time. Mm-hmm. But you guys are just like...
So you need that.
Answer is this. Oh, I lost? Okay, great.
Do you want me to call Jeff Garland on speakerphone?
Dude, like, I'm not kidding you. Jeff Garland was almost on the show tonight. He was booked to be the fourth guest, you know, through publicists and whatnot, because I, you know, even though he and I are longtime friends, I'm not dealing with him personally.
I understand.
Somebody reached out and said, Jeff Garland, you know, we want to put Jeff Garland in Douglas movies. And I was like, okay, let's make it happen. And we, you know, jumped around. It still might happen, but whatever it is he wants to promote right now, there was a chance he was going to show up tonight.
It's a Netflix movie of the week thing called Handsome. A Netflix murder mystery, which I saw last night.
Did you like it?
I did. It's very funny. And he's funny in it.
Why do you? Could you speculate as to why he couldn't show up tonight to promote it?
He was exhausted from all of his partying last night.
Really? He was partying hard?
No, he was not partying hard. I don't know. Family stuff? I couldn't tell you.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, you know, there's plenty of reasons to not be here. But it was weeks of, like, hassling me about Jeff Garland wants to be on.
Yeah.
And weeks of me sitting around going, oh, shit, Jeff Garland wants to be on. And I booked the three of you because I thought Jeff Garland would have to fucking buckle down and play the game. Against three serious players like you guys.
We never would have gotten to the Malton game if you were here.
I don't know.
Ringo.
I don't know, because the three of you would be like focused on wanting to play. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would focus him.
Yeah, he would steamroll over us.
Trying to envision myself being like, Jeff, come on, let's get to this game. Let's focus it.
But he says it himself. If you listen to the classic Jeff Garland obnoxious guest episodes, like, there's several points where he goes, go ahead, let's play the game. Like, he starts egging me on, like, I'm the reason we're not getting to the game. Like, I'm the one sitting around going, I like to dick around and not have any point to my podcast whatsoever. So, apologies and congratulations that he's not here tonight. Because it would have been interesting.
It would have.
For sure. But...
should we be concerned?
No, I'm sure he's fine. Yeah. I'm sure he's decided he didn't want to do it. But like, why beg me for dates and then settle on a date and then go, oh no, that's not gonna work.
Well, maybe it was the publicist.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with another person. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Jeff Garland, rest in peace.
Yeah. And check out his movie on Netflix.
This episode is dedicated to Jeff, and yeah, check out his last movie. Or whatever that thing was. All right.
Now, hypothetically, let's say something did happen. Would you edit this episode at all?
Like, if I went home and found out Jeff Garland was dead, would I feel bad about that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I think you'd also... but you should also feel like a god.
Yeah.
No one cancels on me.
Yeah, and I should turn my energy on somebody more offensive.
Yeah.
If I'm going to just murder somebody with my mind.
But no one would ever cancel again.
I still love the dude. I think he's great on the gold farbs.
Wait a minute.
I always say the name of the show wrong when he's on, so that might be why he didn't come back on.
Goldfarb is the last name of the family in Requiem for a Dream.
Really?
Sarah Goldfarb.
Oh.
Let's give him some points just for that.
I had no idea Jews did drugs. That's really, really interesting.
Ma, you want uppers? You want uppers?
All right, so... Doug has 1 point, Sam has 1 point, and David is...
full of dreams.
Bereft. So David gets the pick, and then we'll go to Sam?
No.
No? What went wrong? Doug gets the pick?
No, David picks, goes to Doug.
Okay, thanks, dude.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Sam's always keeping track of what's going on. All right, David. Would you like ice knowing you?
Films of iced tea.
Or Douglas.
Ooh.
Or hot tub time machine. Which category would you like to play?
Well, two Dougs here. Oh, God. Oh heavens. Not the clown bag.
That water.
There's so many things in it.
My fake shit is ruined.
The prizes are wet.
Because there are two Dougs, I'm going to say Douglas.
Oh, okay.
Is it Douglas with A-S or like it's minus Dougs? Douglas.
Do you pick it?
I pick it.
And then, I will explain to you.
Okay.
It's Douglas, L-E-S-S.
Movies with no one named Doug.
These are remakes of movies that I was not in. Okay. This movie is Douglas.
And specifically remakes. These are remakes of prequels without Dougs.
Oh, shit. All right. 12 names. The year is 2014.
Okay.
Leonard says this movie is based on a play. And he also says that... what? Oh, that it has an attractive cast.
God damn it.
Yeah. Another sign that I'm not in it.
12 names.
Is how attractive the cast was. He lists 12 names. How many do you think you can get it in? For a chance...
Two.
To force a three-way tie.
What?
He says...
And now I remember why this game used to drive me crazy.
He says... A mere two names, Doug.
I just need some stragglers on the back end,
oh,
and then it'll all
God's
kick in.
God's sake. Sorry, Miles. I did everything I could.
Yeah, well, you gotta name it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna jump ahead?
I'm not going to one.
Now, you understand two means he's only gonna name two names, right? He's not gonna name from the bottom of the list up?
Got it.
Okay.
I just need those stragglers.
It was a very kamikaze bet on your
there
part.
There were 12
I've had
names.
One strategy all night, guys.
You had
I gotta
so
go out
many.
How I came in.
Your
Losing.
Strategy is just go for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because
a play in 2014
with 12
people.
I don't think it's gonna work out for you.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
It seems like
Sam
one of those
definitely knows it's not gonna work out for you.
No way.
With 12 people, I'm
and
assuming
it's
a
Sam
lot of
hates
people.
About this game. Mm-hmm. Sam was delighted there was only three players tonight, because
so
when there's
happy.
Four, he hates it even more.
Well, okay. Only for the moment.
Because there's more likelihood of
you
getting locked out.
Because you prefer when people
bomb.
Answer it, when they get it.
No, I just hate being mathematically boxed out of even playing.
But yeah. Couldn't you go -1?
It's not on
you
me.
You can't do shit. Doug's going to tell you to name it. I'm going to say two names. You're going to fail. Yeah. And that's why Sam is suffering.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Because
he has to just watch it happen. He can't jump in.
No.
He can't save anyone.
I can't
There's
push the car off
do.
The tracks. I have to stand here and watch it unfold.
Now, okay. What if I offer up a higher number? Will you let it go around and have some fun with it? Or are you going to snag it?
Sir, I don't make the rules.
But if you're doing this just so it can come to you and you'll snack on it.
No.
Well, if you want to, like, let's go around the horn. I'll say 12 and let's just loop it around.
I just
well,
want
you
the,
can't take all 12.
I just want the bottom.
Or I guess you can. He's the first bid.
Yeah.
So you could take all 12. But
I'll
then
say,
Sam could say, I mean, then Doug could say 11.
Right.
And then Sam is going to say, Doug, name that one.
I will not do that. I will not do that.
I just want the bottom two names to be Ringo Starr and Kevin Costner. Please, God.
That's not a thing.
And I would say
but anyway, that's just my guess what's going to happen if you go two names. But you could change your bid if you'd like.
Well, you want to get in the mix? I mean, I don't want you to leave disappointed.
Oh, no. I'm very happy with everything.
And we all want him to leave.
I want you to play however makes you happiest.
Sure.
If you want to do two names, you do two names.
I like the intrigue of, like, what if it sparks something in my brain, and then we all get to see a heroic moment.
Right, but you could do that with like five or six names, probably. Because Doug isn't going to bid lower than what you bid. Because he's sitting there in a hat that says Dolly on it.
All right, I'll go to five. And Leafs gives you...
I'd love to see a three-way tie here, to be honest with you. That's what I'd love to see.
Okay.
But five names... Okay, he says five names, Doug.
I'm still telling him to name it, though.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. All right. Yeah, he's still making
slightly
name
less
it.
Heroic.
I'll tell you what, I have no idea what it is, but if these names help me out, I might do charades to help you for the three-way tie.
Okay.
I don't think... As an extra clue to you, David, I don't think charades could help you figure out this title.
Okay. Fair enough.
God, right. I want to see this, though.
Okay.
The five names are Mikad Brooks, Salita Ebanks.
Remember when you just wanted two?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are your two.
Okay.
What would you have done with that?
I have a guess.
With those two names?
Yeah.
Don't say it yet. Wait for the other three.
Wait for the other three. Brian Callen.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Joe Lotruglio.
Oh.
Yeah. Former guest on this program. Hope to have him back. And Terrell Owens.
What the fuck?
What?
This was a play?
Supposedly.
What the?
It was based on a play.
Well, you're going to crack up at this.
It's
with
an
the
attractive
two
cast. The rest of them are attractive.
Can I tell you my two-name guess and not be counted as losing?
Okay.
I was going to guess Les Miserables.
Okay.
So 2014, that was right around when that came out, right? And they're attractive. Anne Hathaway.
Came out a little earlier.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
I think that would be called a musical rather than a play. But
Oh, they swim in the same waters.
They sing every goddamn word of the story, so it's more of a musical than a play.
Terrell
but...
Owens, what were you in, you rascal? That was a play. 2014. I'm
you also
guess...
know that I pick the clues that are the most misleading.
Yeah, I'm gonna
and difficult.
This is stupid, but I'm gonna guess Love and Basketball.
You do think you know
I
what it
is? I think I know what it is.
Love and Basketball cannot be based on a play.
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Oh yeah.
It was just like a basketball court and a guy and a girl, and they just one-on-one.
I mean, there was a Chekhov thing. Yeah, it was the translation from Russian was a little different.
Oh, it was Chekhov-like? It was like...
What the fuck was Terrell Owens in?
Can I make my guess?
What?
Can I guess? I know the game already ended. But
yeah, please.
Is it They Came Together?
No.
Oh, all right. Because you named some David Wayne people.
Yeah,
and I thought they might have done that as a play once.
All right. David, just for fun, I'm going to list the rest of the people.
Okay.
And then you're going to not tell me the correct title.
I've got this.
Paula Patton.
Okay.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Adam Rodriguez.
He's so beautiful.
Christopher McDonald.
I would have sex with this. I'm indifferent.
Joy Bryant. Regina Hall. Ooh. Michael Ealy. And Kevin Hart.
Right.
You're still not going to get it with all of the names.
Yeah.
Just for future appearances on the show, when we might play Leonard Maltin game.
Right.
Try to be less ballsy.
Never be ballsy.
And more make someone else answer.
All right. Everyone's got to have their strategy.
Everyone's got to have their strategy.
Man's got to have a code.
And all of them have to lose to Sam.
Yeah.
Or shit. Doug in this case, because he, you know.
Kevin Hart, the lead in a 2014 movie that was a play.
It's not Central Intelligence.
Someone from the crowd.
No, don't help him.
You got it?
I give you a hint. It's not The Wedding Ringer.
It's A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, I don't have a guess.
It does have the word night in the title.
Oh. What?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
The night?
I couldn't have been more Dark thoroughly talked out of my strategy. If I come back, I was like,
this episode is all about what you're going to do on the next episode. If we play Leonard Maltin. You know Leonard Maltin I've pulled out of mothballs for this occasion.
Yeah. Thinking that I'd really, bring it back some luster, and I just shit all over it. I didn't help it at all.
I knew Sam would, you know, step up and point out to everybody what they're doing wrong.
I think I just echoed the sentiment.
You sound like you sounded like Don Knotts.
Andy, I don't think you're right, man.
I should have been nominated for an Academy Award for my work in Pleasantville.
Wait.
Or Shanky's Gone to the West.
Can we do Don Knotts versus Bane?
Oh, I like it. What are we arguing about?
For you, for, that'd be bad news for Bane.
Go shake in the shadows.
I was a fish that had sonar, you know. I can blow up ships and, you know, rockets and things.
Doug is our winner, and the movie is called About Last Night.
Wow.
Based on the play Sexual Perversity in Chicago, which was made into a movie called About Last Night with Demi Moore and Rob Lowe, that I am actually in.
Is this that different than Love and Basketball, though?
Should I give it to you just on, just on this vague notion of being kind of right?
Yeah, just for like, just the ballsiness. Do we reward that in this game?
We don't. We
sheer stupidity.
We reward ballsiness when it pays off for an actual win. Yeah. Then we go ape shit.
I didn't even get it with all 12 names in one of the names of the title. It was three words made the title. I had one of them and 12 actors.
I got Knight.
Did you know there was a movie called About Last Night with Kevin Hart and a bunch of other people?
Yeah, now that you say it, I...
Seems familiar?
Seems familiar, yeah.
All right.
But I would never have guessed it was a play.
No.
By David Mamet.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mamet.
Mamet.
That's the new damn it. Just when something goes wrong, Mamet.
God, Mamet.
Well, congratulations, Doug Millard. You did it.
Way to go, buddy.
You get an edible. All Dougs go to Kevin, wins all the prize bags. Come up and get your stuff, dude.
Sorry, Jess. I was only trying so hard for you.
Let's not forget about Kevin's spokesperson. Other Kevin.
Pass your the other name tags down here for the shithead.
Is the name tag inside of it?
No, I
forgot
that.
Oh.
There's no shithead on here? Okay, all right.
Wonder if my mic caught that.
Maybe it did. I'll say it second. What?
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell any of that is. That's the reason I was hoping I would win so you wouldn't have to read it.
That's the main reason you wanted to win, not that you always want to win.
No, just to avoid that, whatever that is.
I love it. Sam, what do you got to plug? What's coming up, buddy?
Well, you can always see me on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show or on YouTube, iTunes, Earwolf. We stream episodes every Sunday at 12:30 Pacific. And I just interviewed Ethan Embry. I was guest hosting for Kevin and had a two-hour chat with Ethan Embry, which was a lot of fun, so check that out. But in the meantime, I guess Netflix, Wet Hot American Summer, 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be out this summer sometime. Yay! On Netflix.
Nice.
And you're still the PA voice?
No, this time I'm on camera.
Whoa!
It's 10 years later, so I'm finally arty in person.
I love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, buddy.
David.
I have a podcast where I interview scientists over beer called The Space Cave, if that sounds appealing to anyone.
How drunk do the scientists get?
Sometimes they get a little loopy, but not much. It depends. I mean, we never really have more than like two beers, but sometimes they're like high alcohol content and they'll get a little, like, just a little tipsy.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Till I give them 5 milligrams of this.
Yeah, I mean, not to change the format of your show or anything, but like, you know, maybe getting them high would be fun.
I'd be into that.
Instead of drunk.
Yeah. No, I would be into that. Mushroom. I just don't smoke a ton of pots.
So mushrooms. They're... Doug suggested mushrooms.
I've been on a kick.
Just looking at their hand the whole time.
And where can people find that?
That is on iTunes and at thespacecave.com, through davidhuntsberger.com as well. I'm doing some stand-up touring on the western side of the United States starting in mid-May, going up to like Vancouver. The first night is in San Francisco at Doc's Lab on May 17th, then to Idaho and Denver and back through Arizona. If you live anywhere in there, come say hello. And then I'm doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's awesome. Daunting. Well, thanks.
Two whole weeks you have to do or something, right?
You do like a month, yeah.
A whole month?
Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a pre-order for my next CD as a means, like through Kickstarter, to try to raise some funds to help out with that, because it's like overwhelming how much
shit. Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah, it's big, but I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah, yeah. I'll retweet about you being there, because it's a cool thing, but you got to get people out. Like, you got to promote your shit.
I've spent most of my mental time just picturing me performing to one weird Scottish guy. And being like, this is okay. This is all right. That's why I got into this.
You just keep lifting his kilt up to show you his dick.
At least he'll be engaged. Oh, he's still awake. All right.
Have you seen the Hannibal Buress doc about being there?
No. I've heard. I need
you
to watch
it. You should check that out. It really gives you a good feel for what it's like. Because he, like, you know, he does shows every day for a month. And it's like, there's parts of it that are exhilarating and also parts that are exhausting and sad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to watch that, because I am a little overwhelmed by just the idea of it. People keep saying, like, oh, it's worth it. It's really fun. So
don't use the same strategy you used here tonight.
What if it would have worked?
Yeah, get your shit together before Edinburgh. Don't go in with some half-ass strategy.
I mean, Ringo was the answer once.
Yeah.
Oh no, that part of it I don't have a problem with, but that part of it also doesn't matter. Like, you know, the last game we play is the one where you got to really make all the right moves.
Yeah.
And you could have bid like, where were you at? You could have bid like 11 names.
You weren't in that movie, were you?
What?
All the right moves?
No.
You were Chuck Yeager.
It's important to know for next time.
Doug Millard, what do you got to plug?
I just like you on stage panicking, going, Ringo, Ringo. You can just find me on all the social media. I make all sorts of dumb shit out there. All, you know.
Those t-shirts you made for Tom Segura were hilarious.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's Doug Mellard.
That's correct. And I'm on
social media.
You can catch me touring. And then also, I'm going to take...
You're going to fuck what?
I'm going to...
I'm going to be on tour, and also I'm going to be fucking. You want to check that out?
Lots of fucking. You can find that online, and you can find me on Grindr, Tinder. I'll be taping a follow-up to my album Fart Safari called On Stand Up Records at July 31st, at the last weekend of July, at the Velveeta Room in Austin, Texas. It's going to be called Fart Safari 2, Fart Harder. Put a lot of thought into that. I got so excited, I thought of you for some reason. I was like, Doug is going to love this. I've been waiting to tell you this for so long.
Is that based on the Rob Schneider movie of the same name?
I hope your next project is called Fart School Confidential. You can go on and on with the fart puns.
Or with a vengeance?
Farther, he does what he pleases. You ever been caught between a fart in New York City?
Twice.
Thank you to all of my guests tonight. Three of the best. Sam Levine, David Huntsberger, Doug Millard. May 14th, I'm going to be in Denver doing a couple shows, a movie interruption and a Douglas Movies. So go to douglasmovies.com to find out more about those two shows. And also back here in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics on May 15th. As always, neighbors are a shithead? That's what you wanted me to say? Got a real issue with your neighbors?
She's just not a Zac Efron.
They're in your business. They're all in your business.
Oh, Zac Efron. I thought it was you with the broomstick on the ceiling. Keep it down. But it's the movie. Okay.
Oh no, no. I take it as you, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. That neighbors.
That's the old school neighbors. All right. Well, well, whatever it is, I hope you've gotten your anger out at the movie or your actual neighbors.
You excited about Baywatch?
Doug's been asking everyone.
Doug has a podcast. Doug Millard asks people about Zac Efron.
You watch Baywatch?
And there's a person called Stephen A.S.T. Or is his name pronounced? Ast?
Yeah.
Ast? Stephen Ast?
Yeah. One more time.
It says he's a shithead and it says Ast is an ass.
What?
See, this is what I was trying to prevent.
Yeah, you were trying to stop this from happening.
I was trying to stop that from happening to no avail.
And yet it's still there.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by Bosch. Bosch is back for a third season. Titus Welliver, he's amazing, stars as Detective Harry Bosch, an honest cop driven by a dark past who is obsessed with punishing criminals no matter what the cost. Based on the best-selling novels by Michael Connelly, stream season 3 now on Amazon Prime.
It's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.